Okay, fam, let's get real for a sec. Ever feel like your life is one giant group project where everyone else has way more say than you? Like, you're constantly saying, yes, even when your soul is screaming, no. Trust me, I've been there. It's exhausting, it's draining, and honestly, it's a recipe for burnout. That's why we're diving deep into the ultimate self-care superpower. Healthy boundaries. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk all over your favorite shoes, right? Your time, energy, and mental health are way more valuable than that. It's about knowing your worth, protecting your vibe, and saying a firm, hell no, when something doesn't align with your values. Here's the tea. 1. Know thyself. First things first, you gotta know what you need to thrive. What drains you? What makes you feel good? What are your non-negotiables? This is Self-Discovery 101, fam. Journaling, meditating, or even just having a serious convo with yourself in the mirror can help. 2. Communication is key. Don't expect people to read your mind, spoiler alert. They won't. Be direct and assertive about your needs and limits. No need for fancy language, just clear, honest communication. Hey, I love hanging out, but I really need some solo time this weekend, goes a lot further than, maybe later? Quote dot. 3. Practice makes perfect. Boundaries aren't always easy to set, especially if you're used to people-pleasing. It takes practice. Start small. Say no to that extra shift at work. Decline the party invite you don't feel up for. Each time you set a boundary, you build confidence and strength. 4. Be prepared for pushback. Let's be real, not everyone will be thrilled when you start setting boundaries. Some might try to guilt trip you, others might get angry. Don't let that derail you. Remember, your needs are valid. You don't owe anyone an explanation beyond, this isn't working for me. 5. It's okay to walk away. Sometimes, the healthiest boundary is walking away from a situation or relationship that consistently drains you. This doesn't mean burning bridges, it just means prioritizing your well-being. Trust me, there are plenty of amazing people out there who will respect your boundaries and uplift you. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine scrolling through Instagram, feeling all the FOMO. You know that feeling when everyone's at this epic party and you're stuck with a pile of homework. Suddenly, your bestie texts. You coming to the after party? It's gonna be lit. You really don't want to go, but you feel pressured to say yes. But then, remember what we just talked about. Boundaries are like your personal squad goals for self-care. So, instead of saying, yeah, maybe, you text back, hey girl, I appreciate the invite, but I need a chill night in. Catch you later. Boom. You just leveled up your self-respect game. No guilt, no drama, just pure boss vibes. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being a jerk, it's about owning your power and creating space for yourself to thrive. Be the CEO of your own life, set those boundaries, and watch your confidence soar. Now go out there and slay. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this episode if you found it helpful. Let's keep spreading the boundary-setting love.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.